For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Brennan might be only the first to get his security clearance revoked. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
It appears likely President Trump will revoke additional security clearances. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway reacts on Fox and Friends.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
Now on Friday, President Trump telling reporters on the White House lawn,
they should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie, for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians.
Then the president says this about John Brennan.
Giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The president is canceling the massive military parade that he'd requested for Veterans Day. Trump blames local politicians for the estimated high cost of the parade. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser brushes back, tweeting, "Yep, I'm the local politician who finally got through to the reality star in the White House with the realities. $21.6 million of parades, events, and demonstrations in Trump America. Sad." The D.C. government is estimating its cost at $21.6 million, and other agencies calculate a total of $92 million. Prosecutors working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller are recommending a short prison sentence for a former Trump campaign advisor who lied to the FBI during the Russia probe. Mueller's team says that a new court filing shows that George Papadopoulos should spend at least some time incarcerated and pay nearly $10,000 in fines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Lane could follow roughly the same path as its predecessor earlier this month, Hurricane Hector, and pass just south of the Hawaiian Islands. The eye of the Category 2 storm is about 1,500 miles east-southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. The storm was moving west at 16 miles per hour and packing 110 mile per hour maximum sustained winds. The agency expects the storm to strengthen into a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Friday. There were no coastal advisories in effect, but the National Hurricane Center's cone of probability showed the storm could come close enough to Hawaii to cause tropical storm force winds by next week. A year after conservatives held a free speech rally in Boston and were met by counter-protesters, the group met again. WBZ reporter Karen Regal was there.
A couple dozen conservative demonstrators were met by leftist counter-demonstrators entering City Hall Plaza. It almost looked to be over as the counter-demonstrators marched off the plaza. And then... The two sides raged at each other in a slogan smackdown for about 90 minutes, hoisting signs with Boston, Suffolk, and state police in the middle, keeping them apart. Karen Regal, Boston.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.